It is the week before Halloween, and we are joined now in the studio by Chapel Hill Police Chief Salisa Lehu and Public Information Officer Alex Carrasquillo. Thank you both so much for being here in the studio this afternoon.
Thank you, and happy Halloween.
Yes, I'm going to confess, it kind of snuck up on me this year. Here it is, less than a week away, and I don't even have a pumpkin yet at my house, so... I need to get on it.
Yes.
But I know that the Chapel Hill Police Department has been on it, as there's a kind of a tradition in Chapel Hill around there being a celebration downtown at Halloween that has been not quite the same in the last several years due to pandemic, among other things. But I know that you all are preparing for Halloween and wanted to have you on to talk about what those preparations have been like.
Absolutely, yes. This is my favorite time of year, and we have been busy planning for a street closure for Halloween from 8 to 9:30 down on Franklin Street. So that will mean Raleigh Street to Church Street, Franklin will be closed, and Columbia Street, Rosemary Street to Cameron Avenue will be closed between 8 and 9:30 as we accommodate those in costumes downtown.
And we were talking about this a little bit off mic, and we've been talking about it in the newsroom as well. There's kind of this traditional thing that happens somewhat organically in Chapel Hill downtown for Halloween, and then it hadn't because of the pandemic for the last few years, and then it sort of opened up last year. And we were talking about how it rained last year, like a lot,
yes,
right after dark. So I guess we don't really have a sense of what kind of crowds we're expecting this year?
Yeah, it did. It poured rain last year, so there wasn't too much of a street closure last year. We are planning to physically have those barriers in place this year from 8 to 9:30. Weather's supposed to be nice, so we do expect a bigger attendance, again, with safety in mind, safety and fun in mind as we celebrate.
What's the most important thing for folks to know who maybe aren't going downtown to celebrate? You kind of listed where the street closures are. Is there anything else folks should know about?
Yeah, it's going to be difficult to move around downtown once that street closure occurs. If you are in a parking area, you will be able to exit in one of the town decks or the Rosemary Columbia lot. But outside of that, it will be closed to traffic. So if you want to visit downtown, walk, bike, ride the bus, and come down for that way.
It's the voice of Chapel Hill Police Chief Salisa Lehu. We're also joined by Public Information Officer Alex Carrasquillo. We're talking Halloween preparations, and I know that there are a lot of people who will be going down to celebrate, particularly with the weather being the way it is. So what about for those folks who are going down to celebrate? What should they know in order to have a safe and in full compliance time?
Absolutely. This is a family event. So we want people to have fun, but we want them to do it safely. We will have some prohibited items within the closed area. No open containers of alcohol, weapons, or items that could look like or could be used as weapons. And then drones are also not allowed in those closed areas. So we will have officers out and visible on the street, and they will be looking for those items. They are prohibited. And of course, if your plans do include alcohol, it's important to have conversations about safety, have a designated driver, pace yourself, stay hydrated, stay with your friends, and make sure you know what's in your drink. So please, if it is going to include alcohol, please do so safely and responsibly.
Yeah, and if you're not downtown and you're taking the kids out trick-or-treating, just be mindful as you're driving through neighborhoods that, you know, kids may run out from between cars. There's going to be a lot of extra foot traffic in neighborhoods. So anybody who's traveling around town should just keep that in mind that evening in particular.
Yes, the universal drive slow on Halloween, because there are ghosts and goblins everywhere. We were talking Halloween preparations with Chapel Hill Police. Any closing thoughts on that? I've got a couple other questions for you, but
I would just add that it's a huge town team effort. You know, emergency management, the fire department, public works. I'm sure I'm missing some, but everybody comes to the table to help make sure that that's a safe time downtown. So we're always thankful for all the help that we get.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I often get asked what I'm going to be for Halloween or what I am for Halloween when I'm dressed in uniform down on Franklin Street. So I'm looking for that fun again and for a really fun and safe event.
It's the voice of Chapel Hill Police Chief Salisa Lehu and Public Information Officer Alex Carrasquillo. We also haven't actually visited since the announcement was made that the police headquarters would be moving up the road a ways to the Parkline building on Fordham Boulevard. So first of all, what was that news like when you first heard it as somebody who's been working in that building for a long time?
It's really exciting. We are all looking forward to it. We're still working out the details with Parkline, of course, but really looking forward to that move and just that different atmosphere. It's a lot of excitement with the team right now.
Yeah, so is it like a topic of conversation at the station? I'm sure people are anticipating it quite a bit.
Yes, we are talking about it. We're kind of in the design phase. You know, how can we turn that space into the space that we need? And that's an exciting conversation. And everybody is really looking forward to it. Our current building is in great need of repair. And so it'll be nice to have a new place that feels safe and inviting for all.
I'm excited about the fact that it'll just be more welcoming for the community. I mean, people come in for a variety of services, and I think about our community police academy welcoming people in, and the topic of the introduction to the academy not being about how poor the building, you know, the poor condition of the building.
Yes, it'd be nice to be able to start someplace else, wouldn't it? Yeah. That Parkline building's obviously huge. Logistically, where will you be, and how will that work in terms of coming and going?
Yeah, and so we're still working out all of those details and what that upfit looks like. But we'll be we'll occupy a floor. And that we'll still have an inviting area for the community to come in on the first floor and then immediate access to where the actual police department will sit. So looking forward to that and creating those spaces because we just haven't had them for so long. So I'm really making that inviting and a safe feeling space for community and our officers.
And I think if anybody, you know, is concerned about access to the police department, our message is still always, you know, we'll come to you wherever you are for what you need. You know, in Orange County, 911 is both an emergency number but also non-emergency. So the officers will come to community members who are in need.
It's the voice of Alex Carrasquillo, the Public Information Officer for Chapel Hill Police. We've also got Salisa Lehu, the Chief of the Chapel Hill Police. And we are just about out of time. Is there anything that we want to mention that we haven't gotten to yet?
Happy Halloween.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween indeed. Thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.